KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, the state baseball championships continued yesterday with 3A quarterfinals. Top-seeded Cedar Rapids Xavier used a 5-run sixth inning and avoided the upset against 8th-seeded ADM with a 7-2 victory yesterday. Xavier struck first in the bottom of the second when a sack bunt from Nate Scala scored Nick Banowetz to give the Saints a 1-0 lead. In the top of the third, ADM responded as Spencer Collins stole home and on an RBI single from Tate Stein-Smith, giving the Tigers a 2-1 lead. Once the side was retired, Xavier evened the score when a throwing error by the ADM catcher allowed Kyle Motor to score from second. With the game tied at 2 in the bottom of the sixth, ADM pulled starter Logan Crannell, who was at 86 pitches. Relief pitcher Zach Fuller gave up 5 runs, 3 ADM errors and RBIs from Jackson Konzen, Quinn Schulte, Kyle Motor, and Garrett Rice were the catalyst behind the Saints' big inning. As the Saints set 39-2, advanced to the semis, ADM finishes their year 13-18. Fourth-seeded Marion defeated fifth-seeded Bishop Heelan Catholic 4-0 yesterday in the quarterfinals. Marion senior left-handed pitcher Rick Atkins was phenomenal in his 7 innings of work. He struck out 16 and only let 4 Crusaders reach base. At one point, he struck out 13 of the 14 batters that he faced. The Marion offense gave Atkins an early lead to work with an RBI single from Trevor Paulson and an RBI triple from Owen Puck, giving the Indians a 2-0 lead early as they'll continue the pursuit of their first state title and they advance. Bishop Heelan ends at 29-11. The second-seeded Davenport Assumption Knights scored 5 runs in the fourth inning and the fifth innings to defeat seventh-seeded Boone by a score of 7-3 yesterday. The Knights started the scoring off with a 2-run double from right fielder Brandon Schlichting in the bottom of the second inning. The Toreadors responded with a 3-run double off the bat of Spencer Turner and held a 3-2 lead after 3. In the fourth, Assumption was able to bounce back into the lead off a wild pitch and an RBI double. The Knights tacked on 3 more runs in the fifth with RBI singles. Both starters struggled, with Boone's Brett Price going 4 2/3 innings with 7 runs allowed. Assumption starter Jason Willers went 3 innings, giving up 3 runs on 5 hits. Boone's season comes to an end at 20-13 for the season. In the other game yesterday, third-seeded Central DeWitt defeated 6th-seeded Centerville 11-1. That was shortened to 5 innings by the 10-run rule. It appeared that Central DeWitt was clicking on all cylinders, producing 11 runs, and their pitcher Lucas Bixby allowing only 3 hits and striking out 6. The Sabres took an early 1-0 lead and followed that up with more in the second inning. The game really opened up in the fourth and fifth innings when the Sabres scored 9 runs to pick up the win. Central DeWitt continues on at 37-3, while Boone goes home with a 24-5 record. Now today it's the 4A quarterfinals at 11 this morning. Fourth seed Dowling Catholic will face Southeast Polk. Top seeded Johnston will play Ankeny at 1:30. That'll be followed by Western Dubuque playing Urbandale, and Iowa City West will battle Pleasantville in the late game tonight in Des Moines. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association announced its all-district baseball selections for the season. In Class 1A, the Southwest District includes a number of area players on the first and second teams. Among the first team selections from the area, Ethan Bernard of St. Albert, a pitcher. Also Christian Cook of Coon Rapids Bayard, another pitcher. Catcher Tyler Vandewater of Nottoway Valley was a first-team selection. Sam Porter, first baseman from AHSTW, was a first-teamer. Cy Patterson, a shortstop from St. Albert. Lance Wright, an outfielder from St. Albert. Mitchell Williamson, an outfielder from CAM. Alex Bantam, a utility player from Woodbine. And utility players Quentin Culbertson of Coon Rapids Bayard and Drew Shirky of Arweva all were first-team all-district selections. Among the second-team Class 1A all-district picks, CAM pitcher Cade Tickner, Coon Rapids Bayard pitcher Cade Schlapp, also Nottoway Valley pitcher Kalen DeVault, catcher Ben Obert of Coon Rapids Bayard, first baseman Alex Lingle of IKM Manning, shortstop Lane Speaker from CAM, Audubon outfielder Skyler Schultes, Logan Magnolia utility player Trevor Wills, and utility players Peyton Clipperton of Coon Rapids Bayard, Isaac Sherrill of St. Albert, and Lane Pryor of Woodbine, all were second team all-district selections. Class 2A, the Southwest District first team picks, mostly from the area here. They include pitchers Drew Peterson of Trainer, Landon Nelson of Underwood, A.J. Schreck of Kemper Catholic, also catchers Connor Lang of Missouri Valley and Jackson Schumacher of Trainer, first baseman Nate McCombs of Trainer, second baseman Parker Rock of Clarinda, shortstop Nick Ravlin of Underwood, Blake Hall of Underwood at third base. Also outfielders Kyle Christensen of Trainer and Drake Adair of Underwood, along with utility players Carter Bruce of Red Oak, Kyle Berg of Kemper Catholic, and Drew Taylor of Panorama. Second team Class 2A selections include pitchers Cooper Neal of Clarinda and Caleb Smith of Tri-Center, catchers Evan Taylor of Panorama and Logan Green of Clarinda, infielders Tyler Boothby of Underwood, Trent Koziel of Tri-Center, Tommy Dyson of Trainer, and Christian Martins of Trainer, outfielders Bryce Taylor of Panorama, Will Halverson of Trainer, and Alec Fichter of Missouri Valley, along with utility pick Zach Teaton of Underwood, Austin Harold of Shenandoah, and Jake Hugeback of Kemper Catholic. Class 3A all-district selections on the first team include Brett Sears, a pitcher from Harlan, catchers Cade Van Ness of Glenwood and Gavin Gillum of Creston, infielder Luke Shaben of Harlan, and also utility pick Connor Bruck of Harlan. Class 3A second team selections include Creston's Eli Loudon, a utility pick on the second squad. 4A all-district baseball selections on the first team from the West District include Ryan Steenspring of Thomas Jefferson, Jake Powell, and Jonah Pomranke of Lewis Central, along with Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln's Ben Fichter, an outfielder. Second team selections include pitcher Bryson Sharon of Lewis Central, catcher Tyler Reardon of Abe Lincoln, infielders Jared Thompson of Thomas Jefferson, Tyler Rice of Abe Lincoln, Hunter Nice of Abe Lincoln, and Grant Merck of TJ, and Easton Dermody of Lewis Central, selected as a utility pick to this year's second team. In Major League Baseball last night, Paul Goldschmidt has homers now in seven of the Cardinals' last eight games after supplying the go-ahead blast in a 2-1 victory over the Cubs. Goldschmidt's drive off Yu Darvish in the sixth inning gives St. Louis a one-game lead over Chicago atop the National League Central. Winning pitcher Giovanni Gallegos retired Kyle Schwarber on a bases-loaded flyout after relieving Adam Wainwright, who allowed one run and five hits in five and two-thirds innings. We'll have game two of that series tonight here on the radio, 6:20. Is the pregame start time. Elsewhere in the National League last night, Atlanta beat Washington 11-8. Philadelphia beat San Francisco 4-2. Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 11-4, and the Dodgers over Colorado 9-4. In the American League, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. capped his career-high 5 RBI game by launching a grand slam in the ninth inning of the Blue Jays' 9-2 trouncing of the Royals. Freddie Galvis drove in a pair of runs with a broken bat single as Toronto clinched its first series win in Kansas City since April of 2013. The Royals stranded 14 while going 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position. Also in the AL, Houston beat Cleveland 2-0, Tampa Bay over Boston 6-5, Seattle beat Texas 8-5, Angels over Detroit 6-1. In interleague play, Baltimore over San Diego 8-5, Arizona beat the New York Yankees 4-2, Minnesota over Miami 2-1, the Mets beat the White Sox in 11 innings 5-2, Oakland over Milwaukee in 10 innings 3-2. Well, the Indians pulled off a major trade for a couple of hitters after getting shut out by Justin Verlander and the Astros. A person familiar with the negotiation says Cleveland has agreed to trade enigmatic pitcher Trevor Bauer to Cincinnati as part of a three-team deal that includes San Diego. That person said that Cleveland would get slugger Yasiel Puig and left-hander Scott Moss from the Reds and would also receive outfielder Franmil Reyes, lefty Logan Allen, and infielder Victor Nova from the Padres. San Diego would get minor league outfielder Taylor Trammell from the Reds. Also around the majors, the Braves picked up reliever Chris Martin from the Rangers for minor league pitcher Colby Allard. The Chicago Cubs added bullpen depth, acquiring right-hander David Phelps from Toronto for minor league right-handed pitcher Thomas Hatch. The White Sox have activated shortstop Tim Anderson and recalled Carson Fulmer from AAA Charlotte. The Pirates have suspended bullpen coach Yelcides Rojas for two games over what it termed a contract violation. It's Pittsburgh's second suspension this month involving the bullpen and follows reliever Keone Kella's two-game suspension for an unspecified violation of his contract. And a judge has dismissed the last of three federal lawsuits targeting Roger Goodell and other NFL officials over the officiating at January's NFC title game between the Rams and the Saints. That leaves one state court lawsuit pending over game officials' failure to call a blatant penalty at a crucial point, helping the Rams advance to the Super Bowl. U.S. District Judge Susie Morgan's ruling Tuesday rejected arguments that people who bought tickets to the game are entitled to damage payments. Ticket purchasers who filed the suit say the NFL broke a legal promise that the game would be played fairly. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.